September 10, Ezra, student and teacher. Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, Ezra 7:10. Born of the sons of Aaron, Ezra had been given a priestly training, and in addition to this, he had acquired a familiarity with the writings of the magicians, the astrologers, and the wise men of the Medo-Persian realm. But he was not satisfied with his spiritual condition. He longed to be in full harmony with God. He longed for wisdom to carry out the divine will. This led him to apply himself diligently to a study of the history of God's people, as recorded in the writings of prophets and kings. He searched the historical and poetical books of the Bible to learn why the Lord had permitted Jerusalem to be destroyed and his people carried captive into a heathen land. He studied the instruction given at Mount Sinai and through the long period of wilderness wandering. As he learned more and still more concerning God's dealings with his children and comprehended the sacredness of the law given at Sinai, Ezra's heart was stirred. He experienced a new and thorough conversion and determined to master the records of sacred history that he might use this knowledge to bring blessing and light to his people. Ezra endeavored to gain a heart preparation for the work he believed was before him. He sought earnestly that he might be a wise teacher in Israel. As he learned to yield mind and will to divine control, there were brought into his life the principles of true sanctification, which in later years had a molding influence not only upon the youth who sought his instruction, but upon all others associated with him. Ezra became a mouthpiece for God, educating those about him in the principles that govern heaven. Whether near the court of the king of Medo-Persia or at Jerusalem, his principal work was that of a teacher. As he communicated to others the truths he learned, his capacity for labor increased. He became a man of piety and zeal. He was the Lord's witness to the world of the power of Bible truth to ennoble the daily life.